But it's a Chinook like they have up in Montana. Real, the real heavy Chinooks up there. The temperatures is a lot bigger of a differential than we have down here.
Now, if the wind is beginning, what would you say, how would you describe the wind beginning? What would you say that?
Oh, it's a breeze.
Okay, but going from nothing to.
Well, a gust. So a gust of wind.
Say it picks up or begins or starts or what would you?
Well, there's a, I don't know, what's a, there's down drafts, or, and we have what we call go devils, or little cyclones, what they are, but just little.
And how would you describe the wind stopping or diminishing?
Calm.
Okay. Would you ever say the wind is picking up or letting down or going down?
Which well, we say it's picking up sometimes. We don't have, we'll have a hard wind or an easy wind, but we usually just call them that.
And how would you express very hot weather? You say it's hotter than?
Hinges of hell.
Colder than?
Colder than a balls on a brass monkey.
Okay. How about drier than?
Oh, let's see, dryer. I don't. We don't have any for that. We have a word for darkness. Dark.
What is that?
As dark as a squaw's pocket.
Okay. Now, do you ever have dust storms?
Well, yes. Especially like over in Evanston, where they stirred up the soil so much, then we have dust storms.
Now, when those happen, is it hard to breathe?
Oh, we haven't had them that serious. Well, we even got dust from when they had the real ones in Nebraska and Kansas and those places. We get dust from them. And we get salt. Sometimes we'll get a little rainstorm, squall. We call those little storms squalls, too. We get salt in the rain. They pick up that salt off of the salt desert out there. Bring it clear here.
Does it ever get so cold or so dusty that it's hard to take a breath?
Yes, the cold does that. Never dusty enough to get that. Sometimes the cold will freeze your lungs.
So you can't. It makes it very hard to
breathe. You better get warm that air by your chest or something before you get it in your nose.
Okay. What's a long spell of dryness called?
Drought.
Are there different kinds of those?
Well, there's no, just different lengths of droughts. By the way, we're in a drought period now, not around here so much, but further east. Down in Louisiana, too, they're worried.
Just to describe that as
lack of rain or snow, lack of moisture.
But they would describe a drought mostly by the length of time.
Yeah,
yeah. 10-week
drought. Mm-hmm. Well, yearly or 10-year droughts too.
Wow. Are there different types of cultivated grasses out on the prairie that you're familiar with?
Well, there's Indian rice grass, and there's gamma grass, and there's wild rye, sometimes we call it wild wheat grass. There's foxtail, and there's another bearded grass of some kind. Oh, thread and needle grass, and salt grass. The high altitude cottonwood, that's the kind we have.